meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony and listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. The peace of Christ be with you, and happy Easter. Welcome to Cor ad Cor Loquitur, Heart Speaks to Heart, an hour dedicated to the most sacred heart of Jesus on this first Friday of the month, broadcasting from St. Stanislaus Kostka Parish, the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Welcome, Pilgrim. I'm Jeff Hammond, a spiritual director trained in the Ignatian tradition and section representative for the Archdiocese of Chicago with the Equestrian Order of the Holy Sepulchre of Jerusalem. Professionally, I'm an educator and fundraiser, and I work at Chicago's first Jesuit school, St. Ignatius College Prep. It's an honor to pray with you this afternoon. And as we start our hour focused on the Sacred Heart of Jesus, an hour of encountering the Lord and listening to what He is inviting us to, let us begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we will honor Our Lady by praying the Regina Caeli during this Easter season. Queen of Heaven, rejoice, Alleluia, for He whom you did merit to bear, Alleluia, has risen as He said, Alleluia. Pray for us to God, Alleluia. Rejoice and be glad, O Virgin Mary, Alleluia. For the Lord is truly risen, Alleluia. And let us pray. O God, who gave joy to the world through the resurrection of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, grant, we beseech you, that through the intercession of the Virgin Mary, his mother, we may obtain the joys of everlasting life through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And not only are we in the Easter season, but we're in a very special period in the church year. We are in the octave of Easter, the period right after the great celebration, and it continues forth. We have celebrated the sacred triduum. We actively meditated and worshiped God through the rites of first of His Passion on Good Friday, and then we went with Him into the tomb on Holy Saturday, and many of us participated in the great vigil in the evening. And then, of course, we are now in the Easter season celebrating His resurrection. And we are called to be an Easter people. We are also in the time known as and fast approaching Divine Mercy Sunday. And so we're often called to celebrate and to honor the Lord in a special way through a novena, 9 days of prayer, which, and in this case, dedicated to the Divine Mercy. And it's a wonderful devotion. And John Paul the Great, Pope John Paul the Great, established that the Sunday after Easter is Divine Mercy Sunday. And so let me talk, we're going to talk a little bit about God's mercy for us that's always available if we receive it, if we gratefully receive it. And then we're going to learn a little bit about Sister Faustina Kowalska and the revelation that was given to her, and then how we're invited to respond and some of the things that we can participate in, including Divine Mercy Sunday. By the way, there are going to be some celebrations here at the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy at St. Stan's on Sunday, and we invite you all to come. It will start with at 2 p.m. There's going to be confession, and then at 2:30 we'll pray the rosary. At 3 p.m. will be the solemn mass, and then afterwards we'll pray together the chaplet of Divine Mercy, and then there's going to be a reception in the gymnasium. There'll be light refreshments, so come on down this this Sunday to St. Stan's and join in the really what's the Chicago area's celebration. Right, this is the great celebration, really, for the area, for the Archdiocese, of the Feast of Divine Mercy. At this point in the hour, we are going to be dedicating ourselves to the Sacred Heart of Jesus by praying the Anima Christi, which is a prayer that's beautiful. Many recited after worthily receiving the Lord in the Eucharist. And so pray this with me now and listen to what the Lord has in store for you. Soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. Good Jesus, hear me, within thy wounds hide me. Suffer me not to be separated from thee. From the malignant enemy defend me. In the hour of my death call me, and bid me come unto thee, that with all thy saints I may praise thee forever and ever. Amen. This hour is an opportunity to draw close to our Savior, to adore His most sacred heart, and to ask for forgiveness for all the things that we have done, the many ways we failed to follow our promises that we renewed at baptism, many of us. You know, the other day at the vigil or during the Easter services, many, you know, are in need of saying sorry even now. And so that's a continual thing that we need to do, is to say to the Lord, I repent. I can't do this alone. I need your help, your grace. And so, you know, we are going to bring to the Lord now at this time all of those things that hold us back from Him, that we are unable to maybe let go of our own accord, and just allow Him to heal us. And also, what's key is that we say we're sorry. You know, the difference between St. Peter and Judas Iscariot, it's been said, they both denied the Lord. That was terrible. But one didn't accept God's grace. He chose not to accept God's grace, God's mercy, which is always available. And so I invite you at this point to say yes to the Lord, to say you're sorry, and to commit to beginning again. And, you know, that's what we need to do. I was in confession once with a very wise Trappist monk, whom I hope is still with us, over in Our Lady of Guadalupe Monastery out in Oregon. And he said to me at the end of my confession, he said, "Jeff, do you want to get back up? Do you want to start again?" And I was startled by that, because I thought the answer was obvious. And I said, "Of course I do." "Well, then renew your promise to the Lord. Say that you are sorry and begin again. Now make your act of contrition." And I did. It was really a sublime moment for me. And then I got up, right? He invited me up. I was kneeling for the sacrament, and he invited me up, and he said, "Now go forth and sin no more. Sin no more, and more than that, share the good news." So once we receive God's mercy, we need to bear witness in gratitude to those that we encounter. That story, not the details of what we've done wrong necessarily, but that we have received God's mercy, that Jesus Christ is our Savior, and that He is the way, the truth, and the life. And that He can heal and forgive any sin. But we have to ask, and we have to be sincere. So that means that we really want to make a change. And so this is a version of the act of reparation, excuse me, to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And so again, bring to the Lord now all that you are. He'll meet you where you're at, and He won't leave you there. "Most sweet Jesus, you have bestowed on men the benefit of your charity, but their ingratitude only responds with forgetfulness, negligence, and spite. Thus, here we prostrate ourselves before your altar, inspired by the desire to make reparation through a special homage for their culpable indifference and the outrages which in all ways they oppress your most loving heart. Nevertheless, we remember that we ourselves have been guilty of unworthy conduct in the past, and filled with profound sorrow, we implore your mercy for us. First of all, by voluntary expiation, we are ready to atone for the faults we have committed, ready also to expiate for those who, led astray from the way of salvation and remaining obstinate in their infidelity, refuse to follow you, their shepherd and chief, thus throwing off the yoke of your law and trampling the promise of their baptism. If only we could erase so many offenses with our own blood, the least we wish to make reparation to your outraged honor, we present to you even the satisfaction that you have offered to your Father on the cross, and the offering you have renewed each day on the altar. We present that sacrifice to you, accompanied with all the acts of atonement made by your most holy Virgin, your mother, the saints, and by faithful Christians. We promise you with all our hearts, with the help of your grace, to use all our means to do penance for our past faults and those of our neighbor, by the fervor of our faith, the purity of our life, and by perfect docility to the precepts of the gospel. We desire to atone for the indifference toward such a great love, to which belongs all charity. We also promise you to make every effort to spare you new offenses and to lead the most souls possible to follow you. Agreed, we offer you in this matter, O most Jesus, by the intercession of the gracious Virgin, this spontaneous homage of expiation. Guard us unto death, keeping us unshakably faithful to our duty and to your service, according to us, this precious gift of perseverance, which leads us finally to our native land with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. You reign, God, forever and ever. Amen. And when we come back, we are going to be learning more about Divine Mercy Sunday. I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
St. Stanislaus Kostka is the sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, where you can enter into the presence of Christ 24/7. Every first Saturday afternoon will be a special opportunity for healing. At 4:30, bring your petitions for our Blessed Mother's intercession as we pray the Rosary. Then, at 5, we share the body of Christ in the Holy Mass. Also, at 5:30, a Spanish Mass, followed by a Eucharistic procession, Adoration, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and an anointing. Enter into the sacred space of St. Stanislaus Kostka and place yourself before Christ for healing. On first Saturday afternoon, starting at 4:30, find St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, 2 blocks north of Division, on Noble, just off the Kennedy in Chicago, and find peace and healing.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
Today, this first Friday, Jeff Hammond sits in to host Winds of Change to talk about the First Friday devotion. Jeff is the section representative of the Equestrian Order of the Holy Sepulchre for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Jeff will share the history, tradition, and prayers of the First Friday devotion now on Winds of Change.
This is Jeff Hammond sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750. WNDZ, and welcome back to Cor ad Cor, Loquitur, Heart Speaks to Heart, our first Friday hour dedicated to the most sacred heart of Jesus. And we are now going to learn a little bit more about Divine Mercy and the Feast of Divine Mercy. And this is the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy. That's where I'm broadcasting from, St. Stan's. It's the Sanctuary for the Archdiocese of Chicago. And Sister Faustina, Helen Kowalska was her birth name, was a nun in Poland, and she was given a special message, a message that that is really for the whole world. And she was a very humble woman, and on October 5th, 1938, she died in the convent of the Congregation of the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy in Krakow, Poland. And she came from a very humble beginning, and there was a lot of hardship as she was growing up with, she lived on a farm, and they struggled to survive. And she had only 3 years of education, actually. And she was given the most humble task in the convent, usually, to take care of the kitchen or the garden or serve as the porter And that's an important image because during the revelation she received from our Lord, she was invited to have an image created, which I'm looking at right now. It's the image of Christ really resurrected in his glory with red and white rays coming from his most sacred heart. And it says at the bottom, the inscription is, "Jesus, I trust in you." And that is essentially, you know, he's at the door knocking to our hearts. And so we again have that choice of whether we open the door or not. And so I think it's poignant that that she, really the apostle of mercy, Saint Faustina, served as a porter, and that she then was invited to share the great message of God's mercy, that he indeed is always knocking at our hearts, and he wants to be your Savior. He really does. He wants you to be healed, to be reconciled, to be washed in the blood and the water. And the message that she was given is of really to completely trust in Jesus. It's the essence of the message. And so she wrote a diary in which she documented her spiritual journey, which many people have. I recommend that you obtain a copy. And it's really moving. Certainly this is a testament of a one soul's pilgrimage. And so it's very private, but the church has seen fit that this message can be promulgated and can be shared. It's a private revelation, but that the church is said that this message is valid. And although one is not required to believe in a private revelation necessarily, but I would invite you to consider wanting to learn more about divine mercy, and I think that you'll find that the Lord is inviting you to grow in love of Him and grow in holiness as well. And you can come down to the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy anytime. You heard in the between the break the message that we're open 24/7. The only church in the Archdiocese of Chicago that is open 24/7 for adoration, actually the churches. So, it's not merely a room or a chapel, right? It's the whole church. You can come on down anytime when you need to, and encounter God's mercy in a powerful, a new way, and you can adore Him present truly in the Blessed Sacrament. And so this has been honored in the church, and to the extent that we now have the great feast of Divine Mercy coming up on the Sunday following Easter, and that's what Saint John Paul the Great established during her canonization. And that is being more and more known. And as I said, you know, this Sunday is really the archdiocesan celebration. And so please come on down and join us. Again, it's going to start with confessions at 2, the rosary at 2:30, then there'll be Mass at 3, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, and then ultimately we will gather to visit with one another after that in the gym for some light refreshments. So you might want to put that on your calendar, and we certainly hope to see you this coming Sunday. And I wanted to talk about the chaplet that she was given, In 1933, God gave Sister Faustina a vision of his mercy, which we talked about, the image which has been reproduced so beautifully around the world. And you can just go to, you know, your browser and put in Divine Mercy image, and you will see that image. And I would encourage you to download that and to have it on your device, and then display it in your home as well. And he gave her on September 13th, 1935, a vision. I saw an angel, the executor of God's wrath, about to strike the earth. I began to beg God earnestly for the world with words which I heard interiorly. As I prayed this way, I saw the angel's helplessness, and he could not carry out the just punishment. And the following day, there was a voice again that said to her interiorly to pray on ordinary rosary beads. That's a 5-decade rosary. An Our Father, a Hail Mary, and I Believe. And then on the large beads, say this prayer: Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. On the smaller beads, you are to say the following words: For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. In conclusion, you are to say these words 3 times. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. And then Jesus said to Sister Faustina, Say unceasingly this chaplet that I have taught you. Anyone who says it will receive great mercy at the hour of death. Priests will recommend it to sinners as the last hope. Even the most hardened sinners, if he recites this chaplet even once, will receive grace from my infinite mercy. I want the whole world to know my infinite mercy. I want to give unimaginable grace to those who trust in my mercy. And so it came to pass that that this message of mercy, which was given to Sister Faustina, this lowly nun from Poland, a country which has suffered so much, has been, in a sense, elevated on March 7th, 1992, Saint Faustina's virtues were declared heroic. And then on April 30th, 2000, Pope John Paul canonized her as the first saint of the great jubilee year, and called for the celebration of the second Sunday of Easter as Divine Mercy Sunday throughout the entire church. And so your parish might not celebrate the Feast of Divine Mercy. Many, how can I put this? It's liturgically the Feast of Divine Mercy, but many don't have the opportunity to pray the chaplet together or have a holy hour like we do here at St. Stan's. And you might feel called to champion in that in the future. And I would encourage you to be open to that. But this coming Sunday, just come on down to the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy and join us for the celebration. And when we come back from the break, we are going to pray together the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, and then also we're going to meditate in a special way through a prayer called the Examine, a way we can kind of concretely see where the Lord is walking with us today. I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
St. Stanislaus Kostka Church is the official sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago. Founded by Polish immigrants in the late 1800s, this historic church is more commonly known as St. Stan's. One church, many cultures, in that masses are held in English, Spanish, and Polish. The church is two blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy. St. Stan's has been so prominent in the history of the church in Chicago that the Kennedy Expressway was even built around it. St. Stan's is easy to get to. It is the sanctuary for quiet prayer before the celebrated iconic monstrance. For Mass and confession times and special events, please visit our new website at ststanschurch.org. That's ststanschurch.org. And while you're on the homepage, feel free to click on the donations tab to help in the continuing restoration of St. Stan's.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
Do you have loved ones who are away from the church? Do you feel helpless, anxious, or concerned because people you love no longer consider themselves Catholic? My name is Sister Teresa Alethea Noble. I am a religious sister with the Daughters of St. Paul, but I am also a former atheist. I was raised Catholic but rejected my faith for over 10 years. Evangelizing our friends and family is the most difficult kind of evangelization, but it is possible. I have written a book called The Prodigal You Love, Inviting Loved Ones Back to the Church, to help you invite your loved ones back to the church. You can find more information about this book at pauline.org/prodigalyoulove. Together, let's start an evangelization revolution.
I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. Welcome back to Cor ad Cor Loquitur, Heart Speaks to Heart, our first Friday hour dedicated to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. And we've been learning more about the devotion to Divine Mercy, God's Divine Mercy, and Sister Faustina Kowalska, and the revelation that was given to her. And now we're going to be praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy together. And I had given you some of the instructions earlier, and you can always find this on the web, the Marians in Stockbridge, the Marians of the Immaculate Conception are tasked with spreading this devotion in the United States. And so you can go to their website and obtain more resources if you would like. And so I ask you to grab your rosary if you have it handy, or use the one that God gave you when you were born, which are your 10 fingers. It's always with you. So let us begin by praying in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy, I trust in you. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy, I trust in you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Amen. And now we will pray the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, born under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now on the big bead before the decade, we pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to you, to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we've prayed together the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. And congratulations. And that's a, this is a really a devotion which you can practice anytime. Many pray it daily at 3 p.m. In commemoration of our Lord's passion. And so you might want to consider doing that. Certainly, you know, come down on Sunday for our celebration here at St. Stan's, and you can pray it with the whole church of people, which is just sublime. It's so powerful. I can't describe it in words. You have to come down and experience it. And wanted to say, you know, that there is an indulgence that you can be given. Some would say earned. There are things you must do, but again, as you've heard me say before, that indulgences are gifts to us because God loves us. And so it isn't something like magic that if you do these things, that this is the quid pro quo, right? That's not a good reason to be undertaking these holy exercises. But if you come down to St. Stan's, you make a good confession, and worthily receive the Eucharist, and satisfy all the other requirements. You can trust that indulgence is given to you, and you can gratefully receive that as well. And or you can also give it to somebody else, to a holy soul in purgatory, maybe. Would be a wonderful, great work of mercy if you did that, and I invite you to consider doing that. When we come back from the break, I'm gonna introduce the prayer for the day in Novena that we're doing to Divine Mercy, but also we're gonna be praying the Examen as well. And so please come back. And again, I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
Newsflash! This just in, Winds of Change podcast can now be heard on your iPhone and Android phone. Download the TuneIn Radio app and search Winds of Change, and Winds of Change will be right there for your very ears. We now return you to Winds of Change.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
How long has it been since you have been to church? Busy schedule? Work? Or just lost interest? To be Catholic is not just merely attending Mass as just another weekend activity to be checked off the to-do list. Participation in the sacred liturgy gives you the opportunity to be intimately connected to Christ through the Holy Eucharist. You can also cleanse yourself of sin through the Sacrament of Reconciliation as a baptized Catholic. Come before the iconic monstrance to be in Christ's presence in the sacred silence of the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy. St. Stanislaus Kostka Church is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. St. Stan's is just off the Kennedy, 2 blocks north of Division on Noble. Come back to Christ through the sacred liturgy and his gift of the sacraments at St. Stan's.
I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ, continuing our class here on Divine Mercy and Divine Mercy Sunday. The novena, there are 9 days of prayer with the novena, and it started on Good Friday. It will conclude on Easter Saturday. The eighth day we're on right now is for the holy souls in purgatory. And so this is the prayer for that for today. And you can go again to the Marian website, Marians of the Immaculate Conception, if you'd like to see the full novena, participate in it. And, you know, you can catch up, right? Again. The God meets us where we're at, and he won't leave us there, all right? So don't just think, oh, it's day eight. I shouldn't do this. I'll do next year. No, if the Lord is inviting you, come on and do it now. So today bring to me the souls who are in the prison of purgatory and immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. Let the torrents of my blood cool down their scorching flames. All these souls are greatly loved by me. They are making a retribution to my justice. It is in your power to bring them relief. Draw all the indulgences from the treasury of my church and offer them on their behalf. Oh, if you only knew the torments they suffer, you would continually offer for them the alms of the Spirit and pay off their debt in my justice. Most merciful Jesus, you yourself have said that you desire mercy, so I bring into the abode of your most compassionate heart the souls in purgatory, souls who are very dear to you, and yet who must make retribution to your justice. May the streams of blood and water which gushed forth from your heart put out the flames of purgatory, that there too the power of your mercy may be celebrated. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls suffering in purgatory, who are enfolded in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. I beg you, by the sorrowful passion of Jesus, your Son, and by all the bitterness which he most sacred soul was flooded, manifest your mercy to the souls who are under your just scrutiny. Look upon them in no other way, but only through the wounds of Jesus, your dearly beloved Son. For we firmly believe that there is no limit to your goodness and compassion. Amen. So we pray for the souls in purgatory now, today. And now we will make an act of consecration to the most sacred heart of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I want to give myself to you completely. I now consecrate myself to your most sacred heart. You are the Son of God, whom I love with all my heart. I offer you my body, my soul, my mind, and heart. Receive me. Make me holy. Make my heart like your heart. And guide me in the way of your perfect love today and every day of my life. Amen. And it's important every first Friday to make an act of reparation, but then also an act of consecration as well, which we just did. Okay? To basically say, I begin again. And now we will pray the Examen, which comes to us from St. Ignatius Loyola. It's a prayer of reflection committed which is a commitment through which we can come to see the Lord in all aspects of our life. Let us pray now the Examen. I quiet my mind and my heart for prayer. Lord, I believe at this moment I am in your presence and you love me. Come, Holy Spirit. I offer gratitude to God for the blessings of the day and begin by savoring my gifts, not dwelling on my problems. Lord, I am grateful for all the ways you have shown your love to me this day. I especially thank you for these. And I review the events of the day, noticing the feelings that surface, my hopes, fears, regrets, joys, and sorrows. Lord, help me to recognize you in all parts of my life. Jesus, I want to see. I pray from the feelings that surface, talking to God as a friend, listening with my heart for God's responsive love. Lord, you have examined my heart and you know everything about me. I look forward in hope, asking for the grace to better serve you. Lord, enlighten me so that my future choices praise, reverence, and serve you above all else. Show me your way. The examine, a way to look back over your day and concretely saying, this is where the Lord is in my life. This is when I've said yes. This is when I've said no. And making a commitment to beginning again. And so now we're at the point of our hour where we'll pray the Suchepe, a prayer of self-offering to the Lord that St. Ignatius included at the end of his spiritual exercises. It's a prayer of a soldier of Christ. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. All I have and call my own, you have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That's enough for me. And we're preparing to come down from the mountain, as it were, back to our ordinary day. But I wanted to finish with some words from Pope John Paul the Great. And actually from his final message to us, he wrote this Angelus before he passed away. It was the Angelus for Divine Mercy Sunday on April 3rd, 2005. And we don't have time to read the entire message right now, but I'll pull out some highlights, and you can go to the Vatican website and find that if you'd like. So he says, brothers and sisters, today the glorious Alleluia of Easter resounds. Today's gospel from John emphasizes that on the evening of that day he appeared to the apostles and showed them his hands and his side. That is the signs of the painful passion which his body was indelibly stamped, even after the resurrection. Those glorious wounds which he allowed doubting Thomas to touch 8 days later reveal the mercy of God who so loved the world that he gave his only son. The mystery of love is at the heart of the liturgy today, the second Sunday of Easter, dedicated to the devotion of divine mercy as a gift to humanity, which sometimes seems bewildered and overwhelmed by the power of evil, selfishness, and fear. The risen Lord offers his love that pardons, reconciles, and reopens hearts to love. It is a love that converts hearts and gives them peace. How much the world needs to understand and accept divine mercy. Lord, who revealed the Father's love by your death and resurrection, we believe in you and confidently repeat to you today, Jesus, I trust in you. Have mercy upon us and upon the whole world. The liturgical solemnity of the Annunciation that will be celebrated tomorrow urges us to contemplate Mary's eyes, the immense mystery of the merciful love that flows from the heart of Christ. With her help, we will be able to understand the true meaning of Easter that is based on this certainty. The one whom the Virgin bore in her womb, who suffered and died for us, is truly risen. Alleluia. Again, the one whom the Virgin bore in her womb, who suffered and died for us, is truly risen. Alleluia. It has been an honor to pray with you today on Cor Ad Cor Locutor. We hope you come back next First Friday to pray with us. Come to our celebration of the Feast of Divine Mercy here at St. Stan's on Sunday. And we are wishing you all the best during this blessed Eastertide. And go forth from here now with joy in your heart and to spread your gratitude to others. Share that sense of gratitude and love and witness that to others and say, truly, Christ has risen. Alleluia. And again, I'm Jeff Hammond sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
Obscure, it does not take that long. Can you see?